Father, we give you praise. You are God, and there's none like you. Thank you, Lord, O God, that you're revealing yourself to us in ways that we had not expected. You're exceeding our wildest hopes, dreams, and expectations. We rest, O God, in your love. We rest, O God, in your strength. We rest, O God, in your loving kindness and tender mercies. We say, Lord, O God, have your way. Do in us great and mighty things. We worship you, precious Father. We worship you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. You are mighty. You are awesome. Blessed be your holy name forever. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you. Want to welcome you all to the house of the Lord this day as we continue on the second day of our conference. I know that God is going to speak to us tonight in amazing ways. Let us get ourselves ready to experience God this evening. Amen. We'll be right back.
every soldier is to enforce the law. There are things that Jesus has already done that need to be enforced. And except you are persistent, except you are consistent, the enemy can have his way.
Push back the darkness and redeem the times. Hallelujah. Victory, we win. Lord, saints, thank God for his faithfulness. Welcome to this very special time. This is a Q&A session of the conference where we want to address the issues of spiritual warfare, issues that are of concern to you, things that you want to understand about spiritual warfare. We are not going to be so spiritualizing of the things that we're going to be talking about today, but rather we are going to try to break it down as best as possible so that the men on the street can understand when we talk about spiritual warfare and the things that we are trying to address. This is a very, very important aspect of our walk in God. In fact, Paul says we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers and against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. He also says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. That word "through" is fundamental. They are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, except you bind this strong man, you cannot spoil his house. Unfortunately, a lot of believers are walking blindly through life, not recognizing that there's a real enemy that they need to address, not recognizing that there are satanic forces that are operational and their target is to tear down or to resist or to stop you from fulfilling your true destiny in life. Today, we want to expose the enemy. You know, the rats are going to start running all around the place because the light is going to be shown in these dark places, but every mouse shall be caught. Hallelujah. Every demonic activity operating around you shall be brought to an immediate halt. God is going to reign sovereignly in your life, and you are going to get the results that God has ordained for you to get. And I'm so privileged and honored to have a very dear man of God. I honor this man of God because God has raised him for our days, for our times, to address this very issue of spiritual warfare. I'm going to be asking him questions, and I'm going to be responding also, and he may feel free to ask me questions also, but the idea is to bring things that may look so way out there to a place of understanding so that every one of us can understand what is happening and what we need to do. Man of God, I celebrate you. I thank you so very much.
Thank you, Bishop.
To us all as the people of God. Yesterday was just glorious.
Hallelujah.
The word you brought to us was just incredible. And I want you to know, that just like God said, it is happening. Yesterday, when I was coming, it was raining. Today, it's still raining.
Hallelujah.
Prophetic statement, let it rain.
Let it rain.
It's happening.
So hallelujah.
For his eternal words. Praise the Lord.
How Amen.
How are you doing today?
By his special grace, we are great and we're excited to be with you in order to perform this kingdom task. And I believe the Bible says one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight. So there's going to be an exponential operation against the work of the enemy. Hallelujah. And our God will respond to what we do here today. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 First question I want to present to you, Bishop Archibald Cole, is this. What is spiritual warfare?
What is spiritual warfare?
Yeah.
Spiritual warfare is a warfare that you carry out spiritually. Let me put it this way. Let me bring a biblical context. Now, in the Old Testament, you would recall that God promised the people of Israel the promised land, the land of Canaan. But that promised land was occupied by Canaanites, by Jebusites, by Gergashites, and all of the Shites. Now, these Gergashites, these Jebusites, these Canaanites, they were occupants of the land. They illegally occupy the land. So, legally, God had given the land to the Jews, but technically, it still belonged to those who were squatters. That's the Hittites, that's the Gergashites, that's the Jebusites, that's the Canaanites. They were squatters in the land, so technically the land still belonged to them, yet legally it belonged to Israel because God said, I have given it to you. Yeah. Now, then God later on said unto Joshua, he said, listen, I have given you every place that the sole of your feet has tread upon. He said, but you have to contend with the enemy, contend with them and possess the land. To contend means to fight. So remember that when Joshua was taking the people of Israel to possess the land, it did not just come by them waking up one morning and driving or walking to the land and standing and say, glory to God, it is us. No, they fought with Gergashites. They fought with the Hittites. The only difference is that God was with them in battle. Before they possess, there was a contention. Before they possess, there was a contention. So those were physical battles. You realize that the people of Israel, who are God's people, an equivalent of the church in this New Testament, fought a lot of physical battles in order for them to have physical possession of God's inheritance that he has given to them. So you had the Philistines that fought with Israel over and over again. They were enemies. You had the Midianites who would attack Israel at the time of their harvest physically, and they will hinder them from possessing or inheriting their own harvest. Now, if the Old Testament is shadow and the New Testament is substance, meaning whenever you see something in the Old Testament, it has its New Testament equivalent, and you must be able to find it. That is typology. I don't want to go into the theological ramifications of typology. But the fact of the matter is, if there was a battle in order to possess the possession in the Old Testament, if there was a physical battle of the Philistines, physical battle of the Midianites, physical battle of the Gergashites, so now we have come into the New Testament. Now, watch this. In the New Testament, God says that I have blessed you with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places.
Hallelujah.
So our blessings are already released, but they are in a place called heavenly places, which is an equivalent of the promised land for the Old Testament. It's in the heavenly places. Now, if you take note in Ephesians chapter 6, when God was speaking, he says, We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principality, against powers, against rulers of darkness, against spiritual wickedness in the same heavenly places. So the same heavenly places that our blessings that God has given us is lodged is a place of battle. So just like God had given the promised land to Israelites, but the Gagachites were there, so it is, God has given us the blessings, but principalities are there. Just like it was true that he had given them the promised land, but the Canaanites were there, so it is, God has given us his blessings in the heavenlies, but right in that heavenlies, there are rulers of darkness. There are spiritual wickedness. So just like the Israelites in the physical had to battle, had to contend with the Gagashites, with the Hittites, in order to possess, we also in this New Testament must engage in a spiritual warfare against the principalities, the powers, the rulers of darkness, and the spiritual wickedness in these heavenly places in order for us to possess our heavenly blessings. So in a nutshell, spiritual warfare is the warfare that is specifically designed for us who walk in the spirit, who are believers, who believe in the spiritual things, for us to contend with spiritual powers in order to possess what belongs to us.
Amen. We have to possess our possessions by dislodging the forces of darkness that are squatting or occupying our space.
Absolutely.
When you think about it, when the Israelites got into the promised land, they were not able to take all of it at once, because then beasts were going to overtake them, and so these things basically occupying space that belongs to us, but temporarily. Now that we are wise to our inheritance, it's now our time to go and dislodge them and say, okay, your time is up, get out.
Absolutely.
This is my stuff. You've been using it. You've been trying to manipulate things here, but no more. I am
wise
to what you've been doing. Now I take my wealth back. I take my health back. I take my family back. I take all my possessions back.
Absolutely.
Everything that pertains unto life and godliness that God has already given to me, I take it back.
Glory to God.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you very much. That was such a powerful response to that question. Now, we do know that the enemy is occupying space. And some of the things that you rightly said, there were types in the Old Testament, and the manifestations or the truth being made known in the New Testament that we
need
to plug into.
Absolutely.
One of the questions I want to ask you at this point is, it's about a woman that contended with the prophet of God. Yesterday you talked about Elijah and how he battled with the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel, and how fire came down and ultimately water was brought to place, retrain. But a person that the Bible points out to that was in authority at that time was a king called Ahab, and he had a wife called Jezebel. Now, we do not clearly have in Scripture a spirit called the Jezebelic spirit or Jezebel spirit or Ahab spirit or Ahabic spirit, but there are particular principles that operate through these particular entities or individuals that clearly represent a resistance to the purpose of God. Are you able to bring to our understanding what these spirits look like, a Jezebelic spirit, and is it something that is operational today? Is this a principality that's operational today in our world, in our churches, in our governmental systems, because obviously if Jezebel and Ahab are king and queen, that's a governmental spirit. What kind of a spirit is this? And is it something that we need to be addressing?
Thank you very much, Bishop. Interestingly, you may not find the word Jezebel spirit, but in the interpretation of the Word of God, you're going to find out that there are Old Testament personalities, because of the uniqueness of their manifestation in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, they may not be there physically, but their spirit, the spirit that operated them, because these personalities were spiritual personalities. They looked like normal human beings, but there was a spirit that operated in them. They were the first who operated those kinds of spirit. And because they were the foundational personalities that manifested that kind of spirit, when we want to name the spirit, we identify that spirit based on their personality. Yes. That's how we have like the Goliath kind of spirit. There are no Goliath today, but we know the Goliath spirit is those great gigantic problems that comes to resist your faith becomes the spirit of Goliath operating. Yes. Just like the Goliath was this big and mighty champion that resisted Israel for 40 days. So that spirit operates in this New Testament. It's not the physical Goliath, but the spirit that operated in him is still alive. Or let's talk about Herodic spirit. The Herodic spirit who wanted to kill Jesus Christ. The Herods were against the manifestation of the King Jesus. He was always persecuting, either trying to kill Jesus or to eliminate the Church of Christ. So that spirit. So if, for instance, if a government begins to behave in certain ways that are very relative to how Herod behaved to Christ and to the church, what we say, this is the spirit of Herod in operation. Or probably we can talk about the spirit of Pharaoh, how Pharaoh resisted the people of Israel and oppressed them for 430 years. So today we don't have the Pharaoh. But that spirit of Pharaoh that was walking in Pharaoh that caused the people of Israel, God's own people, to be oppressed heartlessly, painfully, to be oppressed for 430 years, that if we see a manifestation of any human leader in this age, in this time, in this season, manifesting that same spirit, we can diagnose and discern that this is the spirit of Pharaoh operating. So it is in that light that the very first woman who manifested a demonic missionary spirit, that is, she imported the false gods of her nation and brought it into Israel and forced the prophets of God to bow to that evil prophet, and bow to that evil Baal god. She was the missionary of an evil power. She was the missionary. She brought it, and she was a zealous, passionate missionary of the Baal ministry. It's the first woman in the Bible we see manifest that kind of spirit. And she was a queen. She was the first queen who in the Bible, the wife of a king, who manifested that type of attitude, number one. Number two, we notice not only her passionate missionary zeal to promote a false god against Jehovah God, but we also noticed that she's the first kind of woman diagnosed in the Bible who literally dominated her husband and controlled him. She dominated the kingdom through the domination and the control that she exercised over. Here is like a simple example. Ahab was the king over Israel. The king was the ultimate authority under God in that nation. And the king called a young man called Naboth And he said to Naboth, Naboth, I see a land in such and such location, and I'm interested in getting that land. I would like to have that land. I want to do something with it. And Naboth said, sir, with all due respect, this land is a generational land, and in our family, we have this generational practice not to dispose or sell our lands. So sorry, sir, I cannot sell it to you because it's from generation to generation. And then the king of the nation went home, sat down on his chair, crying and looking sad, sulking like a baby. And when Jezebel saw him, the way he was looking, it's supposed to be the other way around, but Jezebel saw how the king was looking, was sulking, was weeping, and acting up. He said, what's your problem? And King David explained to Jezebel and said, I wanted to buy a land from this guy called Naboth, but he said it's a generational land. And this lady Jezebel, she replied her husband. She said, is that the thing that is bothering you? Is that why you're acting like, relax, you have gotten the land? She was not the king. The king was ready to obey the generational laws of his nation. But that lady came and said, well, what are you? And she recruited false witnesses to come and testify illegally and illegitimately that Naboth had blasphemed. They made the case, eliminated this man, terminated him, killed him, and then they took the land and gave it to her husband. It's the first woman leader who did that. So there must have been a spirit of domination, a spirit of control that she manifested. She was the first queen that manifested that kind of domination. So in this age and time, if there is a spiritual, of course, the king was the spiritual authority that God put over the nation, but yet with all of his spiritual authority, he was dominated by Jezebel. So in this day and time, Bishop Mike, if, for instance, in a church, if a man of God, who is the spiritual authority over that church, and God has placed him, but yet it looks like there is a man or a woman who always come and dominate, intimidate, and control, who tries to let everything be only by what they say, and the man of God becomes so soft, so demoralized, that he has to always obey that man or that woman who are not the ultimate authorities in that institution. That means it's the spirit of Jezebel, as it was in the Bible, the spirit of Jezebel is now operating in that man or that woman. One of the errors that I see that many make in the church is that the only thing, because Jezebel was a woman, they always think that it is only a woman that manifests Jezebel's spirit. No, spirit has no sex. The spirit of Jezebel can operate in a man, and that same spirit of Jezebel can operate in a woman. So today, the reason, so I've already given you the background why we use spirits of personalities who reigned and manifested a type of spirit. So when we call the name of that spirit, is to identify that spirit to the first person that we see it manifesting. And Bishop Mike, I can assure you that in our day and in our time, the spirit of Jezebel is still manifesting. It is manifesting in churches. It is manifesting in marriages. In any marriage where the husband, who is supposed to be the head of that home, who is the spiritual head according to God's order and civilization, yet he does not have that position. He has a wife who controls, who intimidates, who dominates, and the only one who tells what should happen and it must happen, who takes away that authority from her husband. Sir, I wish to say to you, that wife is manifesting a Jezebel spirit. May I stop so far and then I could come in again?
That's such a powerful response to that question. We see it in the New Testament, that same spirit manifesting and causing a man of God's head, John the Baptist's head, to be taken off.
Yes.
It's a spirit. And part of what we are going to accomplish today is not just to identify situations, but prayerfully dismantle them from taking root in our lives. And
in the name of Jesus.
Yes, because the first spiritual warfare conference we had was about pushing back the darkness. That is still true.
Yeah.
Pushing back the darkness, and now we are talking about let it rain.
Mm-hmm.
Before the rain came, the prophets of Baal and Ashtoreth had to be
absolutely
cut down.
Yes.
And we are going to do the same today and dismantle the strongholds of the enemy so that the people of God can experience the breakthrough that God has for them in
Amen.
Jesus' mighty name. Now, the next question I want to ask you, people think that this is hocus pocus, whatever it is. It's a question about witchcraft. We're not here to promote the devil, but we are mm-hmm. here to identify the enemy and his operations, how he's operating. And so we, having identified the enemy, can cut him to size. Is there anything called witchcraft? Or is this something that people just study and play with Ouija boards and, pins and needles and nothing really is happening? It's just a game. Or is there something called witchcraft? And what do we do about that?
Thank you very much, Bishop. Just before I go to the answering of that question, I want to make a quick reference to Revelation chapter 2, verse 20, when Jesus was writing to the church. And this is what he said: "Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach, to seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idol." Number one, we see that Jesus called the woman who was manifesting the spirit Jezebel. I am sure that that was not the physical name, the identification name of the woman. The reason why Jesus said to the church in Revelation that you have permitted this woman Jezebel, because this woman was manifesting the same spirit of Jezebel in the church. He said he suffered the church. He seduced the servants of God in that house. He seduced them. That is, he used money, he used things, he used material things, he used sex and lust to seduce them and control them. He taught, he was teaching, he said, and you're allowing him to teach and to prophesy. So she now began to pass on her own ideas and ideologies to dominate that house. So if Jesus himself can make a reference to an Old Testament personality and call her in the New Testament, it tells you that Jezebel's spirit is recognized even by our Lord and our Master Jesus Christ. Now to your real question, the next question you asked me about witchcraft. Does witchcraft exist? Is it a reality? Now, first and foremost, Bishop, you know, I know a lot of people have this attitude of sometimes downplaying certain things because they do not have enough information and enough experience to understand it. That's right. So they can downplay it. They can make others who are even commenting on them look like they are fools, and they are just messing up with imaginations, or empty imaginations that have no substance. But first of all, I'm looking at two scriptures. One, there's a scripture where God himself said, "Suffer not the witch to live." So, which means we acknowledge that if God Almighty acknowledge that there is something called witchcraft, who am I to say it does not exist? The second scripture is in the New Testament when Paul was speaking to the Galatian church, I think it's Galatians 3:1, when he said, who has bewitched you? He said, oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Of course, you know the word bewitch is two words, be and witched. So that word witch, that is, who has initiated you into this witchcraft? Who has used witchcraft operations on you that you should not obey the truth before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth, crucified amongst you? These two scriptures delineates clearly that there are two types of witchcraft mentioned in the Bible. The first one that God mentioned when he said, suffer not the witch to live, refers to people who carry out spiritual activities in a demonic manner. They carry out spiritual, supernatural operations. They are wicked spirits who carry out demonic operations without being observed in the natural. They operate in covens. In this age, after years of studying them and studying about them, Bishop Mike, they operate in covens, and their covens is just like what the devil does is to mimic the concept of the church. Hmm. The Bible says, whenever two or three are gathered in my name, I will be in their midst. So witches always operate in these covens where they are between 3 to 15. They have their covens where they meet regularly and they try to carry out witchcraft activities. That's why God said, suffer not the witch to live. Because one of the most wicked spirits among the evil demonic spirit is the witchcraft spirit. Now, I am in spiritual warfare and I'm in deliverance. I have seen countless cases and confessions of witches and wizards carrying out operation. I don't want to go into certain things that will cause some people to become a little bit more confused, but I'm just going just on the basic. Here, there is witchcraft. It's a spiritual activity. It's a wicked spiritual activity by an order of spirits that are working in alliance with human beings. When these human beings have this witchcraft spirit, when the spirit of witchcraft, just like we talked about the spirit of Jezebel, it's just like the spirit of Jezebel can come into somebody and they behave like Jezebel. When a spirit of witchcraft enters somebody, they will behave like witches. So witchcraft is a reality. They are one of the most wicked types of spirits. They love to kill innocent people. They love to do bad to those who do them good. That's one. The one that Paul talks about in Galatians 3:1, when he says, oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? That's another type of witchcraft. That witchcraft is a witchcraft that is not necessarily a spiritual wicked spirit operating. No. That witchcraft is by even people who are saved and sanctified. If they decide to have this attitude of controlling people and leading them into the wrong manner, to lead them to do the wrong things, and they dominate them. For instance, somebody who is very obedient in church, you know that person, they are committed, they are dedicated to the vision, to the commission, they will do whatever they can. They give their offerings, they give their tithes, they give seed when it is necessary. Suddenly, one day, you just notice the change in that church, right before your very eyes. They just change. You call them, they begin to give you excuses. They stop for doing what they used to do. Check that person. Somebody has bewitched that person. It is a bewitchment. Another person who operates in bewitchment has come to dominate and control that person so that the person will not serve God. They divert them. Let's look at the contextual background that made Paul to say, oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? You know, Paul had preached the gospel. These people were saved. They were sanctified. They loved walking in the Spirit. They did everything. They followed the word of God to the letter. And that's what Paul left them. Paul left them in that state where he was sure that they had the foundation of God's word. They operated in the Spirit, not in the flesh. And suddenly when Paul could come to see them or visit them again, he realized that the very thing that these people had agreed that they had practiced before, they had now turned their back. They were now for instance, the issue of circumcision. They believed before when Paul taught them, they realized and accepted that circumcision in the flesh has nothing to do with the New Testament believer, that it is the circumcision of the heart. So if a man is circumcised or is not circumcised, he can be saved, sanctified, blood washed, tongue speaking, fully committed unto the Lord. He doesn't. And the people believed it initially when Paul had taught them. But at this time, when Paul came, when he began to talk with them, when he began to ask them questions, when he began to check their faith, the answers that they were giving Paul, the thing troubled the man. He could not find any better word to describe what had happened. He said, "Oh, foolish Galatians, who is it that has bewitched you?" In another word, who is it that have messed up with your mind, controlled you to the point where now, in fact, in that verse, if media can give it to me, say, "You started in the Spirit." Thank you. He said, "Oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth, crucified among you?" Let's go to verse 2. Verse 2 says, it said, "This only would I learn of you. Receive you the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith?" So now the issue of contention was whether they walk by law or by faith. And verse 3, that's my final quotation. Verse 3 says, "Are you so foolish that you begun, after you have begun in the Spirit, and you are now made perfect by the flesh?" Thank you, media. So Paul is saying, at the time he had taught them, they began to walk in the Spirit. They began to honor the ministry of the Holy Spirit. They began to move, make their decision based on what the Spirit led them to do on the basis of the word. But when it came to them this time, they were now in the flesh. That was bewitchment. So these two types of bewitchments are currently present today, sir.
Wow. Powerful, powerful, powerful response. This next question, I had a whole series of questions I wanted to ask of you. And we are following through. They are not necessarily the questions that I plan to ask you. This next one is, I believe, a very important one, because I think we are following through a particular pathway. We've dealt with Jezebel.
Yep.
Now we've dealt with witchcraft.
Absolutely.
And it will seem to me that this Jezebelic spirit is the ultimate level of witchcraft.
Absolutely. And agreed.
So this brings me to this next question, found in Ezekiel chapter 13 and verse 18 and 20, where the prophet is talking about this particular situation. Says, it says, "Thus said the Lord God, woe to the women," and please, women, this is not just a women issue, because I know there are going to be people who are going to say, you're talking about Jezebel, now you're talking about witchcraft, not warlocks, whatever.
Agreed.
Give us a break. We're dealing with something. And as was well said, spirits have no gender.
Yeah.
And isn't that interesting? Spirits don't have a gender. And yep. we are in a world that is becoming genderless. That tells us what is happening in our world.
That's right.
There are demonic forces operational. Mm-hmm. It says, "Thus said the Lord God, woe to the women that sew pillows to all armholes and make kerchiefs upon the head of every stature to hunt souls. Will you hunt the souls of my people? And will you save the souls alive that come unto you? 20 says, wherefore thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against your pillows, wherewith ye there hunt the souls to make them fly, and will tear them from your arms, and will let the souls go, even the souls that you hunt to make them fly. This is an interesting passage of scripture.
That's right.
Is this attack on lives about destruction of souls? The activities of Jezebel and witchcraft and all of that. Obviously, we just read, you know, that there's blindness attached to it from the Galatians passage. You know, what is the end game for the devil?
Well, first of all, the devil cometh to steal, to kill, and to destroy.
Yeah.
And so we know if he's developing his manifesto, that's what he would put on the top as his preamble, that I have come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. So the end game is killing, stealing, and destroying lives and destinies. Now, the passage you've just read is an example of witchcraft operations. Let me just read it again and say, and that's Ezekiel chapter 13, beginning from verse 18.
Yeah.
It says, and say, thus saith the Lord God, woe to the women that sew pillows to all armholes and make kerchiefs upon the head of every stature to hunt souls. Now, let me halt, media. Let me just say this. It says they make kerchiefs and they put the kerchiefs on stature that will ultimately affect souls of men. Now, one of the witchcraft tactics is to use symbolic icons, representational materials. They can use a doll baby, like in voodoo. They can use a doll baby and then they can paste the name of the person they want to attack. And this is the picture that Ezekiel is giving. These women will fix kerchiefs, things that they tie on the head, and they will go to a particular stature or structure or a symbol or an image. They will put that thing on the head of that person. Media, can you continue to give me that same scripture? Yes. It says, and they make kerchiefs upon the head of every stature. So they put the stature, they put the handkerchief weight on the head. And what would ultimately happen? That thing will haunt the souls of human beings. So if they put a particular name, maybe someone related to them, and they put the name of that person on that image or that stature, and they put the kerchief on it, the soul of that person will ultimately be affected. And then God said to Ezekiel at the last verse, he said, will you haunt the souls of my people? And will you save the souls alive that come unto you? Thank you very much, media. Will you haunt the souls of my people? Now, you know, in the Bible, life and soul are used interchangeably. Life and souls. He said, and God made man and he became a living nephesh, a soul, a living soul. So he said, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. So soul literally is referring to man. So when he says to haunt the souls, it's to haunt men. So Bishop Mike, you will agree with me that in this scripture, God was exposing one of the tactics that witches use to afflict human beings. And this will teach lesson to those who don't believe. They can fix a statue, they can fix an image, and they can write the name of the person and then pass certain ceremony on that image. And the, what they have done to the image will ultimately affect the man who has the, that soul, who is the soul, to affect that person negatively. And that is why, well, I mean, I tell you the truth and I lie not. I've seen this happen over and over. We have had to pray for people, minister, break the power of the witchcraft spirit. And I've seen this happen over and over. And so that's what God, this passage clearly reveals witchcraft tactics. One of the witchcraft tactics that the enemy uses in verse 19. He says, and will you pollute me among my people for handful of barley and for pieces of bread to slay the souls that should not die? People who should not die, they slay them. That's witchcraft. So witchcraft can kill, just like one of the functions of Satan is to kill. He said to slay the souls that should not die and to save the souls alive that should not live. That means they go for believers who love the Lord, they fight against them. And unbelievers who don't love the Lord, who deserve damnation and death, they are the ones that they release, that the ones that they celebrate, they're the ones that they bless. It's a tactics, and just like you know, when people sometimes who have given their life to Christ and they see someone who does not love God, who hates God, who does all kinds of rubbish, they see these people, it looks like they are prospering. That's where it talks about barley for the things they can get, like oats, like barley. Whenever some believers see this, they are affected and say, I am serving God. I am giving my seed. I am paying my tithes. I pay my offering. Yet it's just not working for me. Look at this wicked person. It looks like they are prospering. It is because of witchcraft technology. And I want to take authority and dominion right now over and against every witchcraft manipulation that has manipulated people. Any satanic witchcraft operation that they have done against someone connected to us who is a believer in the faith, and they have made an image, a statue, and they are having access to the life of that man, they are having access to the life of that woman through that demonic image, that demonic statue. Let the fire of God come down and consume their demonic statues and images now by fire in the name of Jesus. Any name that have been attached to those demonic images and statues, I take the blood of Jesus, I blot out those names in the name of Jesus. Let the snare be broken. Let the souls escape like a bird in the name of Jesus. Let the snare be broken. Let the souls escape like a bird in the name of Jesus. Let the snare be broken. Let the souls escape like a bird in Jesus' mighty name. Yes. Amen. And amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, we're going to switch off at this point to praying for the saints for their breakthroughs. This last segment that we just addressed is actually dealing with destiny switching.
Okay.
And because those that are supposed to live, die, and those that are supposed to die, live.
Live.
And, you know, for an exchange of resources. So people can actually, the word of God is saying, and we cannot remove anything from the word of God. If the word of God says it, then it is true.
Absolutely.
And if we know that it is true, pretending that it's not so does not make it cease to be. You know, ultimately, I do believe that spiritual warfare is a battle of words. David and Goliath battled with words.
Absolutely.
David said what he wanted to say. David said what he wanted to say. But beyond words, there's got to be active actions. Not just words, but we need to release into the spirit realm the Word of God and the acts of God. And the acts of God are the actions of faith. Faith without works is dead. So we're going to pray break the backbone of the enemy, because there are destinies that are switched.
Mm.
Like you very well said, person that's supposed to be doing well isn't doing well.
Yes.
Not supposed to be doing well is
doing well.
And these lies have been fed. Actually, I think it's in verse 19 of that same passage. It says, you've been feeding my people lies. There are so many people that are deceived even amongst believers.
Absolutely.
They see in the natural, but they do not understand that which they are seeing in the natural is being manipulated behind by spiritual forces and entities. Today, we want to break that connection.
In the name of Jesus.
The enemy is trying to manipulate things. It doesn't work. It's pushing every button, but there's no connection, because today, in the name of Jesus,
yes, Lord,
disconnect people
Burakatuskeya.
Of the enemy, so that the people of God can go free.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Has come to God's people.
Mm-hmm.
The things that are happening to people in the natural, even governmental issues. Bible talks about the prince of the Persia, that was controlling the physical prince, but there was a principality that was controlling that particular man.
Mm-hmm.
Today, we need to do the same
for
our government. There are powers, principalities controlling leaders, and sometimes I wonder what our leaders are thinking. What is this guy thinking? How can he be thinking like this? Well, the reality is not him thinking that way. It is diabolical forces operating behind the scenes just to make sure that the people of God, do not experience the peace of God in their lives.
Absolutely.
So, man of God, I think we've got some work to do.
No problem. That's our job.
Yes.
That's our job.
Work to do tonight. And, there are many questions that I'd love to ask you, but maybe, we'll just write books on stuff like that.
Absolutely.
But right now, why don't we pray for the saints as the Holy Spirit leads?
Give
us prayer points, and I'll give prayer points, and we'll go back and forth, and we just see God's people delivered.
Hallelujah.
Bondages of the enemy.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We come into agreement with you, men of God, and as we begin to take authority and dominion, audience, people of God, saints, beloved, wherever you are, as you connect yourself right now, I want your faith. I want you to put your faith in God and in the Word of God. The Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We have dealt with the Word. It's time for you to connect. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. So I want you to connect with us right now as we begin to pray. First thing, I want us to deal with witchcraft spirit. Right. You know, it's one of the most dynamic, wicked spirits of the devil that goes into operation today to destroy people, to manipulate people. You like we have just seen one of the tactics exposed here in the scripture that was brought by the servant of the Most High God. Ladies and gentlemen, let's take authority. I want us to take authority now over any witchcraft plot or plan, because the plot and the plan, they conspire, the plot, the plan. So we're going to take authority. If you can follow us, fine. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we take authority and we take dominion over every witchcraft conspiracy, witchcraft witchcraft plans, witchcraft plots that the enemy has made against people individually and corporately, against families, against churches, against saints scattered all over the world. In the name of Jesus Christ, you foul witchcraft spirit, I want to remind you that Jesus spoiled principalities and powers, and he made an open show of them. And I have come as one of God's agents to enforce what my master has done by the authority of the blood of Jesus. I bind you, witchcraft spirit. I break your hold over the lives of the people that you have held captive in the name of Jesus. I cancel your power. I terminate your operations. I nullify your activities and neutralize your works by the authority of heaven. I frustrate your plans by the blood of Jesus. I invoke the power of the blood of Jesus to frustrate your works, to frustrate your activities, to bring your works to naught, to render you powerless in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft chain, every witchcraft shackle, every witchcraft bondage that people are under right now, by the authority of heaven, we break the chains by fire. In the name of Jesus, we break the chains. We cancel their powers. We terminate their works. Let the shackles be destroyed. Let the chains be broken. Let the shackles be destroyed. Let the chains be broken. Let the shackles be destroyed by the hand of God, by the fire of God. In the name of Jesus, loose the children of God. Loose the saints. Loose them by fire. In the name of Jesus Christ, I take authority dominion over all your operations that you have already programmed into the heavenlies against God's children in this year 2021. I loose the fire of God and terminate your operations. It shall not stand, neither shall it come to pass. In the mighty name of Jesus, it shall not stand, neither shall it come to pass. The fire of God is against you. The hand of God is against you. The wind of God is against you. Break your hold.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Over to you. Over to you. Kadoza. Reba kosi karabos.
God, we give you praise.
Yes, Lord.
Release your word. We release Kamatus. As an evil seeking missile, let it go forth now and begin to dismantle
in the name of Jesus
of darkness. In
yes,
the
Lord.
Name of Jesus.
Of
darkness operating through spiritual wickedness.
Yes,
in
Lord.
The mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Father.
The word of God is against you.
In the name of Jesus.
Is against you.
Yes, Lord.
God is against you.
Yes.
God is against you.
Yes.
In the word of God this day to begin to dismantle all your operations in the heavenlies. It
in the name
is dismantled in the earth realm. It is dismantled in the marine world. It is dismantled by the authority of the word of God.
Yes.
The Lord God Almighty rebukes you even now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we declare, O God, that your word be made manifest.
In the name of Jesus.
You said, O God, in Ezekiel 13 and 22 following, because with lies ye have made the heart of the righteous sad, whom I have not made sad, and strengthened the hands of the wicked, that he should not return from his wicked way by promising him life. Father, this day, in the name of Jesus Christ,
in the name of Jesus,
every destiny switcher be stopped. By
in the name of Jesus,
of everlasting word, we declare, that God, that those that are practitioners of wickedness who have been getting away with it because the powers of darkness have been backing them, Lord, oh God, that connection be broken, that disconnection happen now, Lord,
Lord,
in Jesus' name, that the promise of life, Lord, oh God, will be thwarted, oh God, that they will begin to recognize the frailty
captivity, the lies of the enemy, that the blindness will be removed from them so that they can turn to the living God and turn from their wicked ways. In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
I declare, O God, by the authority of your word, that even now, O God, that men and women, those, O God, that you've called to life, to joy, that are struggling, people struggling, struggling to live, struggling to experience your fullness because of the activities of the enemy, that those activities, O God, will cease now, 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 now,
now,
now,
now,
now, now,
now.
Now,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus Christ,
yes, Lord,
we declare, God, that your people will be placed in their rightful places.
Yes,
that the
Father.
Joy of the living God will now begin to possess the hearts of your sons
Lord.
And your daughters. Oh, God, that they will come alive, they will possess their possessions,
and they will possess their possessions.
The powers of darkness, right now,
Lord.
Father, we take back our possessions. We step,
Lord.
O God, into our destinies. We
Lord.
God, that the righteous will begin to rejoice and celebrate the goodness of the Most High God this day by the authority of the Most High God. We step, O God, into end-time destinies.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name, the lies are exposed.
Yes, Lord.
Exposed. Lies are exposed.
Yes,
and the truth, O God, your grace and your truth.
Yes, Lord.
Have come to your people. Grace that enables them to live life to the full.
Caros,
in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
yes,
you, Lord.
Lord
oh God,
thank you, Daddy
the,
God.
The pillows, oh God, have been snatched out of the armpits.
In the name of Jesus.
Ones, this
in the name of Jesus.
Of idolatry and witchcraft. Well, Lord God Almighty, today we declare by the authority of your word God, that your word has gone forth and
yes,
the
Lord.
Lost, oh God, are coming out of their graves,
yes,
out
Lord.
Of the place, oh God, that the enemy has buried them. Oh God, under the armpits, oh God, clobbered and held captive. Lord, oh God, this day we set them free. We set the captives free. We set the captives free. We set
yes,
the
Lord.
Captives free. We set the captives free. We
in
set
the name
the
of Jesus,
free.
We set them free.
Freedom.
We set them free.
Right this very moment, in the mighty name of Jesus,
Lord,
the eyes of the people be open to salvation.
In the name of Jesus,
redemptive works.
In the name of Jesus,
in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, in Jesus' name,
yes, Lord,
God, we declare, oh God, that the souls of your people, oh God, fly into oblivion, but Lord oh God, that Father God, that they will rest in your hand.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, we give you praise.
We give you praise.
Thank you, Lord, for salvation.
Thank you. Thank you for salvation.
Thank you, Lord, oh God, that the kerchiefs have been torn, oh God, off of
burned by fire.
Lord, oh God, in Jesus' name. And
yes,
they are
Lord.
Consumed by the fire.
In the name of Jesus.
Fire, oh God. Fire, fire, fire,
fire,
fire,
fire.
Fire,
fire,
fire, fire,
fire,
fire, burn,
fire,
burn, and
burn.
Fume. Lord, oh God, the word of God that we must not allow, we must
Lord.
Not suffer
yes,
the
Lord.
Witch to live.
Yes, Lord.
God, today,
yes, Lord.
Send your word.
Send your word.
Let this word be made manifest.
In the name of Jesus.
The authority of your word.
In the name of Jesus.
God, that every witchcraft spirit. Mm-hmm. Be dismantled. Be dismantled.
Lord. Yes,
in
Lord.
Our communities.
In the name
homes,
of Jesus.
In
yes,
our
Lord.
Businesses. In
yes,
our relationships. Lord,
yes, Lord.
God, let your people be free. Let your people, oh God, be delivered. Let your soul be strengthened to overcome.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Father, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
You said, therefore, ye shall see no more vanity, nor divine divinations. Every divination, every word that has been put in motion by the powers of darkness,
yes, Lord.
Today, the shield of faith quenches your fiery darts.
In the name of Jesus.
Your activities are brought to naught. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
God this day says, I will deliver my people out of your hand, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. Oh, hallelujah.
Glory.
Oh, hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Glory.
Oh, hallelujah.
Glory to God.
People, let all men know that
yes,
you
Lord.
Are Yahweh. You
in the
are
name
Lord
of Jesus.
Jehovah.
You are, yes, Lord.
Make your name known. Make
yes, Lord.
Your name known. Make
yes, Lord.
Your name known. In
yes,
all
Lord.
The earth, oh God. Father, you said that we should push back the darkness. And as
yes,
your
Lord.
Prophets, we stand together. As your sons and your daughters, we stand together in agreement. And we say no more to the devil and his
yes.
We say
yes.
yes to your word. We say yes to your purpose. The strongholds of darkness are destroyed. The strong man
destroyed.
Goliath, you fall down. Oh, with your face down. And your sword is used to cut off your head.
In the name of Jesus.
That which you planned for the people of God.
Yes,
has
Lord.
Come upon you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Father.
Yeshua HaMashiach. Jesus Christ, our Messiah. Jesus Christ, our Redeemer.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus Christ, our Deliverer.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, in His name.
Hallelujah.
Above every other name.
Yes, Lord.
We declare to you, Satan and your cohorts.
Yes, Lord.
The Lord God Almighty rebukes you.
In the name of Jesus.
Move out of our territory.
Now.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Move out of our homes.
Right now, in the name of Jesus.
Stop messing with our marriages. Stop
in the name of Jesus.
With our children.
In
Stop
the name of Jesus.
With the people of God.
In the name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Out of the mess that you brought into our life, a message for all ages is now raised up.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah.
In the heavens, in the earth, and under the earth.
Yes, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we declare it so done.
Amen, and amen, amen, and amen, and amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Man of God, thank you so very much.
My pleasure.
I'm going to ask you to pray again. And then I'm going to take it up. Today, sons and daughters are going to sow.
Amen.
Give to God. So many have sown for the longest time. They've given and they've given and they have given. But just like the Midianites did the time of Gideon.
Yeah.
When it's time for harvest.
It's time for harvest.
The enemy comes and scatters whatever it is. They have sown and invested in. And instead of the time of sowing being overtaken by harvest and so on and so forth, when the rain comes, it's time for things that have been sown to grow. When it's time for harvest, we should be able to have bumper
harvest.
The children of God are not meant to lack any good thing.
No.
The psalmist says, surely goodness and mercy
shall follow
me all the days of my life, and I will dwell
in the house of the Lord
forever. The children of God are not dwelling in the house of God. They're running and pursuing after things. When the word of God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness.
Yes.
And every other thing shall be added unto you. It is not believers that should be struggling to make ends meet.
Not at all. Not at all.
When the word of God says, not a sparrow falls down to the ground that I do not know about. It seems like for so many, the promises of God have not been yes and amen. Because the thief has come to steal, kill, and destroy. Today, I want to join my faith with you and all the men and women of God that there be a reversal.
Glory to God.
Of the misfortune. Isn't that interesting? Misfortune. In that word, there's fortune. Fortune is supposed to be good. But misfortune, that means you're missing that which is meant to be for you. Today, I want us to be in agreement.
Hallelujah.
That which God has declared in the heavens is ours, that we will step into it and take a hold of what God has given to us.
Yeah.
The enemy has to let go.
He has to let go.
Of everything God has for us.
Amen.
You know, when Israel was in famine and busy eating its children, the enemy out in the camp had brought all of their animals, all of their gold. Who goes to battle with all kinds of gold and silver other than God told them, take, clean up your house and bring it close so that when my children drive you out, they can just get whatever it is that they need immediately. You know, it was the enemy that prophesied when Gideon was not too sure that it is the barley, the bread, that was wiping down the tents, that this is not anything else but the sword of Gideon. The enemy prophesied its doom. Let us begin to prophesy that the enemy will prophesy its own demise and declare this day. Not only we declaring that we have possessed our possessions, the enemy today will declare they have possessed their possessions.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Father, I come into agreement with your manservant concerning these things we have just heard. You said if two shall agree as to touching a thing. And so right now we touch and we agree that as your word have declared that the inheritance of the wicked has been kept for the righteous.
Yeah.
So we release that which was kept for the righteous unto your righteous saints in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We release it into their hands.
Amen.
We release it into their destinies.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yeah. We break the hold of the enemy over those inheritances that the Lord has already reserved. Let there be a transfer from the wicked to the righteous. Let there be a transfer from the wicked to the righteous. Let there be a transfer from the wicked to the righteous. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, you talked about the hidden treasures in secret places. Hidden treasures in secret places belonging to us, belonging to the saints of God, belonging to tithe payers and seed givers, belonging to offering givers, committed men, women of God. Now we release, O God, by the authority of heaven, that hidden treasure that is in secret places. Let it begin to become manifest in the lives of your people. In the name of Jesus, we call forth these hidden treasures from wherever they have kept them. We call them forth. from the marine kingdom. We call them forth from the witchcraft kingdom. We call them forth from the occult kingdom. We call them forth from the astral kingdom. We call them forth from the underworld kingdom. In the name of Jesus, secret places, hidden treasures come forth. And begin to locate the men and women of God, locate the children of God, locate the saints of God, hidden treasures in secret places. We enter, we plunder by the fire of God. We enter, we plunder in the name of Jesus by the fire of God. Every strong man of poverty that the enemy has released to hinder the financial flow, the financial prosperity of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, of the saints of God, of the men and the women of God, of the church. Oh God, every strong man that has been assigned at this end time to hinder, to resist, or to delay, you strong man, I bind you in the name of Jesus, and I break your hold over our finances. I break your hold over the prosperity. I break your hold over the riches. I break your hold over the hidden treasures in the name of Jesus. We release them. Father, you increase the substance of Job, so increase the substance of the church. You increase it sometimes 7 times more. So we ask you to increase the substance of the church. Increase our substance, the substance of your tithe payers, substance of your seed givers. Let them be increased in the name of Jesus. Let it increase. Let it be made manifest. Increase the substance of your saints. Even those who are connected to this program right now, as you begin to hear my voice, Lord, I pray that their substance will begin to increase right now. Let them begin to experience, Lord, mysterious increase. Oh, Shade Barukuturia. They may not understand how it happened, and they don't need to understand, but you are the God of miracles. You are the God of signs and wonders. Therefore, O God of miracles, signs, and wonders, the God of mystery, by mysterious manifestation, let their coming increase. We prophesy increase. We prophesy increase. Increase of substance. Increase of finances. Increase of blessings over their lives, wherever you are, receive in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every exchange of financial destiny, we break and reverse in the name of Jesus. Father, we know it is your saints that are supposed to rejoice by the blessings of prosperity, for your blessings make us rich. Therefore, as we prophesy today, let your blessings make us rich. We are blessed. Therefore, let your blessings make us rich. Let your blessing make your people rich. Wherever they are that are listening to us right now, I prophesy the blessings of God shall make you rich. The blessings of God shall make you rich, and there shall be no sorrow. There shall be no tears. There shall be no fighting. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Father.
And I ask you, wherever you are right now, I ask you to stretch your hands towards that screen that you're watching. Just stretch your hands right now, wherever you are. As you stretch your hands towards that screen, I prophesy, I decree, and I declare by the authority of the word of God that in this season, your captivity has been turned around. Amen. The captivity is turned around. Amen. The captivity is turned around. Amen. It will be like a dream, but it is turned around. Amen. Let there be a turnaround of every financial captivity. Amen. Let there be a turnaround of every financial captivity. Let there be a turnaround of every prosperity captivity.
Amen.
And let it be like a dream.
Hallelujah.
And let all the peoples that their God has done it for them. As they said it for Israel, so shall it be. And so we release a prophetic and apostolic blessings in the name of the Father. We bless you.
Amen.
In the name of the Son, we bless you. In the name of the Holy Ghost, we bless you, and you are not cursed. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glorious God.
Hallelujah.
It's been a great joy partnering with you, ministering to the saints of the Most High God.
Amen.
Locally and globally.
Hallelujah.
I believe that the results of what has been done and accomplished today will be immediately experienced.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
The so shall it be.
God will testify.
They will testify
of the goodness of God in the land of the living.
Hallelujah.
God says that we can live here in the earth, have a heavenly experience here in the earth.
Yes, Lord.
We don't need to die to see and experience streets of gold. We can experience all of the goodness of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now. And I thank you so much, man of God, for sharing your time with us today. And
my pleasure.
May the Lord God Almighty honor you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Your life ministries, you're blessed.
Amen.
A great man of God and a great woman of God, a great family.
Amen.
Continue to enjoy the goodness of God.
Hallelujah.
I'll be in touch with you. And I'm going to wrap up with the saints here.
All right.
You know.
God bless you, man of God.
Bless you.
Appreciate you. Thank you for the privilege of partnering with us to minister to the saints of God. And I pray that God helps you as you carry out the rest of your apostolic and prophetic duties. I love you all, and God bless you.
God bless you too.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Aren't you glad that you are part of this work of grace?
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you so very much for being here. Those of you that are listening online, we honor God and we thank God for the grace that is manifested in this day that we are living in. And there will be a manifestation.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise.
Amen.
God.
Well, I'm going to give us two or three prayer points so that you can be involved with your own mouth declaring right here. And then we're going to receive the offering tonight after such a powerful prayer. For the release and increase, we want to invest in the things of God and let God multiply our seed sown. God can, you know, no matter how many times, you know, a million times zero is still going to be what?
Zero.
You know, when you don't give out of a pure heart, you end up with nothing. And please do remember that. Your heart has to be in your giving. You can give it $1,000, and if your heart is not in it, it is zero to God. He cannot work with it. Your heart has to be in the giving. Because you give in your life. Amen? So I'm going to trust God that God will work in you and through you so that every one of us will have our seed multiplied and increased. Praise the Lord. First thing I want us to pray about is found in Job chapter 5 and verse 12. This is what God says he's going to do. It says here in Job 5:12, he disappointed the devices of the crafty. They are devices of the crafty. God says, I'm going to disappoint them. That means that when they were working those devices, it was working perfectly. Everything worked perfectly. They tested it. It worked perfectly. But now when they try to test it on you, it doesn't work.
That's right.
Amen? Let God disappoint the devices of the crafty.
Amen.
so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise.
Amen.
Their hands cannot perform their enterprise. Whatever the plans of the enemy is, no matter how good it is, there will be a disappointment.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And there will be no performance of their enterprise.
Amen.
Their plans are disappointed.
Yes.
Oh, how I have seen God do this.
Yes.
So many times.
Over and over again.
That's why I don't live in fear. I am not concerned about what people are doing. I just look at them and say, when are you going to learn?
Mm-hmm.
When you try to activate your plan, it's going to all fall apart.
Yes.
It's going to fall apart. It's not going to work.
That's right.
Come on. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Any plan of the enemy against your life, against your family, against your marriage, against your relationships, against your finances, against your spiritual walk, any plan must fail.
Now.
Hallelujah. Thus saith the Lord. He is going to disappoint the devices of the crafty. They are crafty.
Yes.
They are hanging around you and you think this is a friend, but they've been crafty.
Yes.
And God says, I'm going to disappoint them. Don't worry about them. I'm going to disappoint them.
Their hands can never perform again.
And their enterprise shall fail.
Amen.
They cannot perform it.
Amen.
I said they cannot perform it.
They cannot perform it.
God is going to get that enemy so busy with issues that they will forget about you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Lift up your voice before the living God and begin to declare the word of God. As it is declared and decreed by your word, so it is.
Craftiness is destroyed.
In the mighty name of Jesus, disappoint them. Disappoint them. Disappoint them. Disappoint them. Disappoint them. Disappoint them. These agents of darkness.
Destroy all their devices.
They have been operating
all their
behind the scenes. Operating with COVID-19 and all of the nonsense.
All the devices
Lord of God,
of
disappoint them
render
now.
Useless. Their craft is rendered useless. In the name of Jesus.
Get them busy with issues, oh God, that they
paralyze
lose
their hands.
In the mighty
so
name of Jesus. Too many balls to juggle.
Yes.
Let all their plans begin to collapse right
in
now.
Name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name
we
of
take
Jesus.
A hold of this Jezebelic spirit and we toss it out the window.
In the name,
in the mighty
of, Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
Fall and
let
scatter.
The dogs lick
let
up
the dogs
and chew
eat
up
them up.
The bones
in the
of Jezebel.
Of Jesus.
Now.
Dogs eat them up. In the name of
their
Jesus.
Their plans fail.
Yes.
By the authority of your word.
Jesus' name.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Business is filled.
One of the things that was addressed this evening was the fact that just like Israel had a promised land and they had to possess their possessions in the promised land, we too have the heavenlies, God has blessed us already with everything in heavenly places.
That's right.
What you're looking for is not in the earth. You have to get it from the heavenlies.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
So we're going to pray right now. We're going to declare that we are getting all our stuff.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
They are heavenly stuff. Glory be to God. We are going to get it, whether it be information. Hallelujah. Property.
Yes.
Whatever it is, the enemy cannot switch our destinies.
Never again.
It says in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 13, that these practitioners of wickedness were busy switching destinies.
Yes. Handkerchiefs in hand.
For a few coins. They say, which person's destiny do you want? I want that one. And they switch it off. Mm-hmm. Your messed up or their messed up destiny, they dump on you and they take yours.
Yes.
God won't say that that was possible if it weren't true.
Yes.
Are you listening?
Yes.
Okay. Well, nobody's going to take my stuff.
Nobody's taking my stuff.
Nobody's going to switch my destiny.
Nobody's switching my destiny.
Hallelujah. I remember not too long ago, a few years back, the Lord took me to a particular, in this particular case, it happened to be a church. And I was there watching what was happening. And I saw these little kids, you know, just speaking in tongues, so to speak. And the Lord said to me, he says, do you know what's happening? I said, no. He says, when they are doing that, they are switching destinies. I said, huh? He says, this particular group, they are switching destinies, taking people's resources. And I looked closer, and there was a woman there. She had been invited to be a speaker some time back. And she was the one they were connected to, and she was the one busy helping to do this. I said, I thought this was a good place to go to church.
Mm-hmm.
This is supposed to be a man of God. Does he know what is happening in his church?
Mm-hmm.
But that was what was happening. Well,
not in this house.
Destinies are not going to be switched.
Amen.
What belongs to me, I possess.
Amen.
On Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance, and the people of God shall possess their possessions. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And we are not going to be doing it here in the earth. We are going into the heavenlies, where principalities and powers are occupying what belongs to us. And we're going to take our stuff back. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Aren't you surprised sometimes somebody is not doing anything and they have all this money, they have all this stuff going. Everything they are doing is going well, but you look at their lives and say, huh, what's going on here? Switching of destinies.
Yeah.
And you're doing all the right things and you're not getting anywhere. It's a lie. The devil is a liar.
The devil is a liar.
Actually, before we pray this prayer, how many of you want results? How many people want results? Okay, then we have to complete what we need to do. Let's go back to that Ezekiel passage. Ezekiel 13. We'll take it from verse 18. And then we're going to pray. It says, thus said the Lord God, woe to the women. That's the first thing we're going to declare, woe unto them, that sew pillows to all armholes and make kerchiefs upon
the head of every stature to haunt souls. Will you haunt the souls of my people, and will you save the souls alive that come unto you? So they're haunting the souls of certain people, and those that come to them, they save them. So there's a switch, you know. Those that don't come to them don't succeed. Those that come to them succeed. Where will you go? You go to the one where you are successful. Is that not so? It's normal. 19. And will you pollute me? That's the point. You are polluting me. You are making me look bad among my people for handfuls of barley and for pieces of bread to slay the souls that should not die. This one is not supposed to die. You slay them. You kill them. And to slay the souls that should not die, and to save the souls alive. Those that are meant to die, you're saving them alive that should not live, by your lying to my people that hear your lies. In other words, they are lying, and it seems like their lies is the truth. Are you with me?
Yeah.
No, but God, we are going to expose it.
Amen.
It's going to hit the fan.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Wherefore, this is what God says, wherefore thus said the Lord God, behold, I am against your pillows.
Amen.
I'm against your pillows. Pillows wherewith ye there haunt the souls to make them fly. In other words, they are not gathered together, they are not settled, they are just flying off, disturbed. And I will tear them from your arms,
amen,
those pillows,
amen,
and I will let the souls go, even the souls that you hunt to make them fly. You hunt them to make them fly, to cause them to be restless. When people become restless, something is hunting them. 21. Your kerchiefs also will I tear, and deliver my people out of your hand, and they shall be no more in your hand to be what?
Haunted.
Haunted. And ye shall know that I am the Lord. Lord.
Amen.
You see that? Isn't that powerful?
Yes.
God says, I'm going to expose your lies, basically.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So let us pray. Connected to the first prayer, their devices will not what? Work. Right? We're going to declare now in very specific ways. Let every activity of the enemy, as the word of God has been declared, so let it be now.
Amen.
That they are disappointed, that God delivers people, that eyes are open to see clearly, this is not the truth. This is a lie. This is not God. Amen? Pray. Lift up your voice before the Lord. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, let there be deliverance from all these lies. Let there be deliverance. Let your people be settled. Let them rest, O God, in your goodness, and escape from every work of deception by the authority of your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, let all these devices of evil, O God, come to an end. Let the wickedness of the wicked cease in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Oh, we give you praise, Father. Blessed be the name of the living God. We give God praise. Finally, tonight, from me.
Just get them to, can I get them to declare two things?
Yes, go ahead.
All right. Let's stay with the program, please. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Shorter, please. Let's follow order. Sister, follow order, please. Follow order. The usher can help with such a thing so we can continue with the program. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Follow order. We're not playing here. We're dealing with serious issues. Don't let it backfire on you. I was going to say two things about the Ezekiel passage. The one word, there's a woe unto them, woe unto those women. So remember gender, spirit, neither male or female, just like angels. Spirits are fallen angels. Woe means grief. The grief they've been causing you is now reversed back to them.
Amen.
So the prayer I want you to declare, you're just going to declare, reverse back. Grief that has been causing to cause havoc in your family, in your life, in anything that you are doing, say, reverse it back.
Amen.
God say, woe unto those women who have sown those pillows. And you know where they keep it? In the armpit. What happened in your armpit? It smells. So they put you in a smelling place. Instead of you being in a place of favor, people see you and run away from you. The favor that needs to come to you, the blessing that needs to come to you, runs away from you. They can never hold back your destiny again.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The people that need to help you will come and help you.
Amen.
Instead of hiding from you, they come towards you.
Amen.
They embrace you.
Hallelujah.
That smell of Satan is removed.
In Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So declare with me and say, whoa!
Whoa!
Unto those pillow makers.
Unto those evil makers. Pillow makers.
Pillow makers.
Pillow makers.
Your soul does not belong to them. Somebody say, my soul.
My soul.
Does not belong to pillow makers.
Does not belong to pillow makers.
Does not belong in their armpits.
Does not belong in their armpits.
Every smell of Satan.
Every smell of Satan.
It's removed from my life.
It's removed from my life.
Removed from my business.
Removed from my business.
You better take it serious. Instead of things flourishing, they are diminishing. Say, I will flourish.
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 Every stench.
Every stench.
Of the enemy.
Of the enemy.
It's returned back to the enemy.
It's returned back to the enemy.
I smell of the fragrance of God.
I have the smell and fragrance of the Lord.
Where he's called the Rose of Sharon.
Karabusha.
Hallelujah. Have you smelt the Rose of Sharon? It's actually a flower. It smells so wonderful. Hmm. Somebody say, I receive.
I receive.
The Rose of Sharon.
The Rose of Sharon.
The smell of God.
The smell of God.
In my life.
In my life.
And in my family.
In my family.
If you believe that, say amen.
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 You done?
Yes, I just carry on.
We're not resting in the pillows in armpits. Pillow is what you use to rest your head. And the enemy wants us to rest our head in stench, in sweat. The devil's a liar.
Devil's a liar.
See, the enemy is very strategic. But his strategy is backfiring on him. One more prayer. It seems like we're praying the same prayer, but we've got to hammer until we complete it. It says in Psalm 33 and verse 10, the Lord bringeth the counsel of the hidden to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. This, when the Bible talks about making the devices of the people of none effect, it's saying he makes the devices of the majority. you know, the majority believe this, so you got to do the same thing, because the majority, God says, I'll make the devices of the majority.
Non-effect.
Of non-effect.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
One with God
is the majority.
Is the majority.
Yes.
Not their majority.
Amen.
Amen. And Psalm 35 and verse 4 says this, let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Praise the Lord. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt.
Amen.
That's the plan of the enemy, is to kill, steal, and destroy. And we are saying no to it. Amen? We say no, that's not my portion. Praise God. My portion is to prosper while I'm young and when I'm old. Hallelujah. I will still be flourishing. Praise God. There is no stopping. There is no peeking.
Hallelujah.
No spot, no blemish, no wrinkles. Is that all the word of God says?
Yes.
The Lord was speaking to me about it the other day. He said, because I'm coming for a young virgin, not coming for an old. He didn't say it this way, but this is me, an old bag.
But those that are old will become young.
That's right. My youth is renewed.
Like the eagle.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Praise the
My
Lord.
Youth is renewed.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Yes. If we are in Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
Yes.
So, God put confusion into the territory of the enemy.
Yes.
See, when they get confused, they kill each other.
That's right.
They go after each other. We're going to declare right now that there will be confusion in the camp of the enemy.
Amen.
As it relates to me, my family, your family, this church, this body of Christ, let there be confusion in the camp of the end, all of their plans backfiring.
Amen.
Let them wipe themselves out.
Amen.
Amen. We will rest in the goodness of the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That's all we're going to do, just rest in God.
Rest.
Praise God. You ready to pray?
Yes.
All right, do it. Go for it. Katatibo de balada sheketeba. Thank you, Lord, oh God, that there is confusion in the territory of the enemy. They are confounded and they are put to shame. They are confounded and put to shame. They are overwhelmed because, Lord, oh God, their plans have failed completely. What used to work isn't working anymore, in the mighty name of Jesus. But Lord, oh God, your people are now raised up. Oh, mighty God, in Jesus' name. Grace, oh God, has come upon your people, and your people are established, and they are promoted, they are elevated, they are catapulted, oh God, by favor. Oh, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, oh God, that we are taking all that belongs to us back now in Jesus' mighty name. There's a download, oh God, into the lives, into the banks, into whatever your people are engaged in. A download of your goodness. That which you have prepared for your people, they are experiencing now. And that plan that the enemy had is completely failed.
Amen.
They are confounded, they are put to shame,
yes.
And they are in a state of total confusion.
Amen.
Destroying themselves.
Confounded.
In Jesus' mighty name, we call it so down. And all of God's put together in agreement said, yes. They 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 said, yes. And amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. You want to do anything else before we go? No?
We've done enough.
Okay. Well,
just thank God for the man of God.
Yes.
Both men of God for their interview. Apostle Michael Ifezino and Doctor too. Yeah, Doctor most times we forgot to call you that. So, and Bishop Archibald.
Cool.
We thank God for Amen. The conference.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Can you give
we
a clap offering unto
God,
the Lord?
Give you all the glory.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. You well, know? Tomorrow we'll continue, and it's going to be powerful tomorrow night. But I'm hearing the Lord say that we're going to continue the conference, but not under the banner of the conference. Sunday morning and Sunday evening, we're going to be dealing with more and more stuff. Amen. And the Lord is going to bless His word to us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, continue to honor God with your giving. Praise the Lord. And at this time, we are going to share in communion together. Hallelujah. If you have been blessed in this conference, then recognize this, that we have not come just to hear some nice words. What we want is a demonstration of God's power in all of our lives. Tomorrow night, because I've not forewarned the team, the media team, audio video department, we're going to show you the poster for the next conference coming up. It's going to be a powerful experience in God. Amen. And if we have it, we'll show it tonight. But if we don't, we'll show it tomorrow night. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Well, take care of the body, and I'll take care of the cup.
Right. Let's get our elements. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Just encourage everyone, make sure you give. You know, not only to the ministry, we also have to bless the man of God for his time and his teaching. The Bible says if you are taught the word of God, sow back out of your substance to those who teach you. Say amen.
Amen. And so we don't just only give to the man of God. We are also sowing into other ministries.
Yes.
You know, for different issues. We've,
yes.
You know, during these conferences that we've been having, we've given to deal with issues of sex slaves and mm-hmm. and stuff like that, with dog wells and on and on and on and on, given to orphanages, given into, you know, different ministries. This has been
setting
the captives free. We are basically sowing and sowing and sowing, sowing into lives here and sowing into lives all around. During these conferences, we've actually put roofs on churches, if you remember that. You know, so all kinds of things are happening. So when you're sowing, you're sowing towards something, and God will honor everyone who's faithfully given. He will bless you beyond measure. Yes.
God gives seed to the sower.
Yes.
He doesn't give seed to everyone. He gives seed to the sower.
That's
and
right.
Bread to the eater.
That's right.
Say amen. So amen. As we're going to take up this body tonight, we have received so much. We're going to sow. It's practical Christianity.
Amen.
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 You hear the word, but there's a practical part to the word. And that part has to be fulfilled.
Yes.
Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
There are real needs in real lives.
That's right.
So we have our own needs to meet, but you have to sow for yours to be met by Christ Jesus.
Amen.
My God shall supply all my need, your need, according to his riches in glory. by Christ Jesus.
Amen.
So as you take up this body tonight, may that become your reality.
Yes.
May you and your family be free from every bondage.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Free from every captivity.
Yes, Lord.
Free from every devices of the enemy.
That's right.
Free from every witchcraft technologies.
Oh God, in Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Bible says they are crafty, so they have performance, they have enterprise, their businesses are rendered useless.
In Jesus' mighty name.
You are not the business that they eat.
Mm.
You shall possess the gates of your enemy.
Amen.
You and your children.
Amen.
Me and my children.
Amen.
Me and my household.
Amen.
We possess those gates.
Yes.
Their enterprises are rendered useless.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Their crafts are rendered useless.
In Jesus'
mighty
name.
Their business is over.
In Jesus'
mighty
name.
Touch not. Because me and you, we are the body of Christ.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is not edible by the enemy. We have been given that privilege, eat
Hallelujah.
Of the body of Christ. So
yes,
take
Lord.
And eat in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Father, we are thankful for the cup of blessing, the cup of redemption, the cup of deliverance, the cup that made it possible for the wall of division to be broken off and access granted. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done. As we take of this cup, we declare that your divine purpose for the institutional God of this table of blessing be manifested in the lives of your people. That every agenda of the enemy be thwarted and brought to naught.
Yes.
Lord God, take every bullet off of the gun of the enemy.
Amen.
Let the enemy not even be able to shoot blanks. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the glorious name of Jesus, we declare, O God, that your precious blood declares over the life of your people that they have been bought with a price,
yes,
and that they belong to you. They cannot ever again be touched by the powers of darkness, but they shall walk as princes,
yes,
walk as chosen vessels, honored by the Most High God. Thank you, Lord, for the impact and the benefits,
yes,
of the table of blessing,
Amen,
the cup of communion, the precious blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Full impact, full manifestation.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name we call it so done.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen
and amen. Take off this cup and drink. Praise the Lord. We thank God for his grace. We thank God for every one of you. Thank you for being part of the service tonight. And we look forward to having you tomorrow back here for another wonderful time in the presence of the Most High God. Victory truly is ours. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Have a great, great night. And those of you that are watching on YouTube or Facebook Live, we celebrate you and we thank God for you. And we look forward to seeing you tomorrow night back here at 6:30 Central Time. This time we'll say bye to you and have a quick chat with those that are on our Zoom platform.